Jesus has given us a way to get to know him and walk with him in an abiding and enduring way when he revealed himself to us by saying, "I am the true vine." So in today's episode, I hope you hear from the Lord, become even more established in the faith, and live out your full potential as a kingdom citizen. Let's go. Welcome to the Kingdom Citizen Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Phillips. We have a deep need and desire as humans to be connected. Connected to others, to something larger than us, something special, something that makes us feel important, that we're making a difference in the world. Today, in modern times, we have the technological means to be connected more than we ever have. However, statistics are showing, and our own honest emotions tell us, that we are feeling more lonely and feel more isolated than we ever have before, promoting some people to call this the lonely century, particularly among young adults, who seem to be the most connected of all of us. I think what we are seeing is the outcome of the prevailing worldviews of secularism and postmodernism. These kingdoms of this world, they promote something that, when played all the way out, just can't deliver on what they promise. But in the kingdom of God, kingdom citizens can know what true connectedness is. In this story we're about to hear today, we'll see what it means to be connected to Christ and the King and connected to his kingdom in the way Jesus reveals himself as the true vine. Now, before we get into the story, I want to set up the context a little bit and really let you have time to get your mind and your heart prepared for this countercultural way of looking at connectedness. You see, Jesus' time on earth was coming to an end. He knew the suffering that he was going to go through was about to happen. Soon, he would be arrested and killed. Now, knowing what was ahead of him, Jesus taught his followers many things about his character and what it means to follow him, to be connected to him. He gave them instructions on how to be obedient to him and to produce good fruit for his glory. Now, as I tell you the story from God's word, I want you to really be honing in and listening for a few things, like really be listening to what was happening with the characters in the story. I want you to really dig deep and try to grab hold of what this story is teaching us about the divine nature of Jesus and what that means to us to be connected to him. I want you to grab hold of what this story teaches us about the deep and abiding character of Jesus and why we would even want or need to be connected to him. And I want you to grab hold of what this story is teaching about the power of Jesus and the interchange that happens when that connection is made. And the whole time you're listening to this story, let's get down to the bottom line. Grab hold of, strive for understanding what this story of Jesus as the true vine is teaching us about how the God of all creation wants to relate to us and how we are to relate to him. Now, here's our story from John's gospel and the letter that Paul wrote to the kingdom citizens of Galatia when we look at Jesus as the true vine. Here's our story from God's word. As Jesus was facing the end of his time on earth, he spent time teaching his followers. He spoke to them, and when he did, he said, "I am the true vine. And my Father, he's the gardener. He cuts off any branch on the vine that is not producing fruit. And every branch that is producing fruit, well, it's pruned to become even more fruitful." He continued speaking to them about what this means and said, "Stay connected to me as I also stay connected with you. Because no branch can produce fruit unless it is connected to the vine." Jesus went on to say, "I chose you and gave you the purpose to go and produce fruit that will not spoil." He said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. A branch will never produce fruit if it's cut off from the vine. And the same is true for you. But God receives glory when you produce fruit, and your fruit proves that you really are my followers. Then Jesus gave his followers a command. He said, friends, I'm giving you the command to love one another. And if you know my love for you, you will love each other. And there's no greater act of love than to sacrifice your life for your friends. When you obey me, you show that you are my friends and my disciples. And when you are obedient to my commands, that's when you will experience my complete joy. Now, Jesus knew his time was coming to an end on the earth, and he didn't want to leave his followers alone. So he promised to send God's Spirit to help them when he returned to heaven. He told them, I will leave you soon, but when I leave, I will send God's Spirit to you, to be with you, to live with you. The Spirit will help you to remember all the things that I have commanded you and give you the power to be obedient to my commands. After Jesus returned to heaven, the followers of Jesus received God's Spirit, and they received instructions to walk by the power of the Spirit in every part of their lives to produce good fruit. And the fruit of the Spirit in their life is love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the end of our story on Jesus as the true vine, in the book of John and the letter to the Galatians. Let's break this story down a bit and really look at the claims that Jesus is making and what it means for us to follow him because of who he is. In this whole series, that's been the main point: getting to know Jesus for who he is and the way that he's revealed himself to us. In today's story, he makes it very clear. I want you to know me, and I want you to know who I am, and follow me because of who I am. And let me put some practical terms to help you grab this. I am the true vine. Now, to better understand this and really wrestle with it and get to the biblical truths that Jesus is driving his disciples in, his immediate disciples, and then for all of us who would be his disciples. First, let's kind of look at the different people in the story. We see Jesus and his disciples in the story, but we can also look to the future and see all of the followers of Jesus that are to come right here in this story. You know, here we don't have much dialogue or strong character development or many details about the people, but what we do have is the message from Jesus to those he loves at a very critical time where he is giving the most important of truths, commands, and hope. So let's look at what was happening in the story. And to do that, let's start right where it matters, about the deity, the divine nature of who Jesus is. And he's expressing this theological, mystical concept that Jesus, God in flesh, is the one true God of all creation. And to help us understand that, he speaks right at the heart of who we are as humans, the desire we have for connectedness that was put into our DNA, into our makeup by God himself, this longing mankind has to be connected. He says, listen, I am the answer to that eternal ache. I am the true vine of how we are connected to the God of our creation, to the hope of all eternity, and the one who has given us life, breath, and makes sense of our life being lived out in real time and in space. And what we see this story teaching us, Jesus is saying, I am that source of connectedness for you. If that connectivity is severed, you are cut off from everything that you long for. So stay connected to the vine. And I am the true vine. His divine nature is the link to everything in us when we're longing for connectedness. And as the true vine, there's a deep abiding character that runs throughout Jesus where we can put our hope and we can put our trust. And when this story reveals Jesus as the true vine, we see a lot about his character. And one of the greatest points I see is that he is conscientious. He's working out of care for us. He's working out of love. He's preparing his disciples for what is to come. He doesn't want us to be blindsided. He doesn't want us to just seek and find our own human expressions of connectedness and realizing what we were connected to can't deliver on its empty calories and false promises. He's conscientious toward us. He's caring toward us and creates a path of connectedness and a teaching that leads us into everything that we're longing for. When we look at his character, we see the true vine, Jesus, that he's communicating the means not only of our surviving, but also of our thriving, right? There's a connectedness that just sustains life, and there's a connectedness that creates a thriving in life. He's saying, stay connected to the true vine, not just for survival, but for a thriving life in Christ, in the kingdom, as a kingdom citizen. You know, and the story starts really getting down to helping us understand the power of Jesus in this connectivity. And he expresses it when he says, he will send and give God's Spirit to us. It's God's Spirit that empowers us to stay connected to Christ and obey his commands. We cannot underestimate in any way, we can't understate in any way that he says, stay connected to the vine. The Spirit that I impart into you engrafts that connectedness, stabilizes it, and then he imparts the power of the living God through that connectedness by the Holy Spirit. So how are we supposed to relate to Jesus, and how do we understand how he's really relating to us in the way he's revealed himself as the true vine? You know, we think about how we're going to relate to this, how he relates to us, how we relate to him. I love how Jesus said it. He said, stay connected to me as I stay connected to you. You know, I don't think many times we catch that. We think, okay, Jesus did this restorative, redemptive work for us. Now it's my duty, once believing on him, to strive, to work, to always stay connected, as if it's me plugging myself into him. And it's really just a one-way connection. I think sometimes we feel that when we've connected, everything in the world is trying to pull the plug. And sometimes we even feel that God's trying to shake us loose if we could just hang on, right? But when we see in Jesus' statement, it's a great statement. I'm going to repeat it because I want you to really get it. He said this in the story to reveal himself as the true vine. He said, stay connected to me as I stay connected to you. Guys, there is a freedom. There is a hope. There is a love connection in the way Jesus expresses our abiding in the true vine. He says, hey, stay connected to me. Don't forsake me. Don't unplug and try to charge somewhere else. Stay connected to me. That's right. As I stay connected to you. Listen, he's not trying to shake you off. He's not trying to cut you out. He's not trying to disconnect. He longs to be connected to you. He is the vine that gives life, sustenance, health, growth, fruit to all of his branches. So stay connected to me, he says, as I stay connected to you. This is a two-way connectivity that expresses the way the true vine relates to us and how we relate to him. Yet we must recognize him as the Lord, the master, the boss in this relationship. And we relate to him by accepting his love so that we can love others. He says, no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And he said, by being abiding and connecting into me, I impart my love into you and obey my command to love others. Listen, when we are connected to him, we have him in the proper place as the true vine, the imparter, the life giver, the Lord of our life. We are connected to him in love. We relate to him through obedience to his commands. And that abiding connectivity gives us the ability to relay that love as a conduit to others around us as we obey his commands to love one another. So here's my big question for you. If you're in a spot in your life right now as you're going through this episode and you feel a disconnection, so what do you need to change or do to establish that relationship, that connectivity, as you grow in your relationship with Jesus as the true vine? You know, let's start with just responding to who he is as God, as the only source of connectivity that really gives spiritual life and strength and nourishment to endure and walk with God for a lifetime, not just a season. You know, maybe your disconnection is something that's been misunderstood when it comes to the character of Jesus and how he cares about you, not just for a short period, but how he cares and provides for you for the long haul, and how he has provided a source of connectivity for you to flourish as a kingdom citizen now and forever. But understanding that happens by following him in his ways and relating to him in the way he's revealed himself to us. Or maybe you need to consider that disconnection you're feeling, you're experiencing. Maybe it's in a response to his power that you can bridge the gap. That his connectivity opens you up to the power source of God, the Holy Spirit. And that if you yield your life to him, he will live in you and with you. He will help you. And what comes from our life is not the fruits, the results, the outputs that lead to shame and guilt and despair and disconnection. But it leads to a life of connectivity with God and a healthy connectivity with those around us, as the fruit, the results of God's Spirit and control of our life come. And what we see coming from our life is peace, love, joy, goodness, kindness, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All these come when we are connected as kingdom citizens to the true vine. Following Jesus because of who he is has never been about making a quick decision. It's more of entering into a connected relationship. Jesus emphasized over and over again to his disciples and to us, stay connected to me as I'm connected to you, for I am the true vine. I hope you've been encouraged today. I hope you've taken great steps and wrestled through some of those questions to follow Jesus because of who he is, not just for a season, but for a lifetime. Thanks for tuning in today. Now go and be in it, but not of it.